Okay, and you can hear us okay, Miriam?
I can, thank you.
Okay, so stay unmuted. So if we want to call the meeting to order, do you want me to? Okay, so I'll call the meeting to order at 9 a.m. Okay, any new additions to the agenda?
I have none.
Kelly has none. Does Kathy have none? Okay. So then, first of all, I think I was just putting where's my agenda to approve the minutes from February 4th. We just started a minute ago. So okay, Miriam's on the line, and I'm keeping her unmuted.
Well, we haven't approved anything yet.
Yeah. So if we can approve the minutes from February 4th. I can give you guys a copy if you want them, or did you look at them? Or February 4th, you probably did.
I did, but and I wasn't here,
Oh,
so
so you can't, anyways.
yeah.
Okay. Are you good?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll take a motion for that. Miriam was here that day too. So Kathy will motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Miriam,
Second.
thank you. Okay. Motion. Okay. And then, second is the biennial purge. And that last meeting, we actually did quite a bit when I think about it. We challenged 10 voters and we purged seven, or the BCA authorized that. So I sent you guys the change audit, which shows those changes since the last meeting. And I sent the active voters in a different format. I know you'll say that, Kathy, but a different format, new system. And then there were a couple names that I had seen because reports came back to us that I thought we could challenge. I don't have anybody to purge because we sort of did the purging already.
Okay.
So I'll just say the names I thought to begin with. So Chris Evans, only because I haven't heard from her and I think she's moved out of town. So I would send a challenge. There's a, I think his name is Martin Nunnally, and it must be a relative of his because we challenged, let's see, a Nunnally last time. Particularly
And
purge.
Martin and Nellie, Long Pond Road.
Yeah, because their report came back
Okay.
late. But last time, Nina Nunnally, we purged because we had challenged her 2 years prior and she hadn't voted in two elections. I don't know if they're related. Emma Strange, her mom said she no longer lives here, but we can't just go by that. So I have to bring it to the BCA so we can challenge her. Raymond Smith Jr. Now, his report came back, but I looked up his participation date, which is on this new,
I know him. I know where he lives.
and he participated November 5th of 24.
Yeah.
So maybe
He
his,
lives in Missy's house,
so
Missy's
he,
apartment.
so we don't, he lives here.
Yeah.
So, okay, his report just came back.
Yeah.
And then
Okay.
Betty Blair sold her property on Lake Lane. I don't know if she moved out of town.
I was told by the person that bought her house she moved to Brown.
Okay, so we could challenge her. And then Chad, Claudia, and Ed York were across the lake, sold their house. I know Claudia and Ed moved to
Right.
California, and Chad is their son.
Right, they all moved.
So we
Someone
could
else moved.
send a challenge to them.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have one, two, three, four. I have five, six. So that's seven that we can challenge.
One, two, three, four.
Do we now offer ones that we would suggest?
Oh, yes, I think now, and then we can make a motion at the very end.
Yeah.
We've started, but go.
See
Thank you for
that?
joining
Yeah.
us.
I had other town business, but I was
Okay.
marking
So just to update you, there's seven that we can challenge that either sold their house or we were told that are pretty evident. Chris Evans, Martin Nunnally, Emma Strange, Betty Blair, and Claudia Ed and Chad York. So
Are they've moved out
they sold their house and moved
last
to
year?
California.
Really?
Yeah.
Last year.
Kind of right after he resigned from planning board. So around that time, I think. So
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I don't think we have a question. Those are reasons.
There were so many names on there, I didn't have a clue who they were.
I know. So it's kind of like you gotta know
I
or
recognize more that I don't know,
nowadays.
more
Yeah.
than I do.
Yeah, you
So,
think you know everybody in town and you
and
read
then you
that
go
list
through
and you're
that.
like,
Yeah.
wow. What?
So there's a Justin Schellenberger on Lakeview Road. The last participation date, I think, was 2016. So I just wondered if anyone knew if
I
that.
never heard of him. He lives on your road.
Or
Yeah.
Miriam, maybe Miriam.
Miriam?
No, I don't recognize that name. I don't recognize Justin Schallenberger. No, I don't recognize the name. Sorry.
And
Anyway.
maybe we could look up
Did you
property.
say Inman?
It's Justin Schellenberger, and he's on Lakeview Road, 2572 Lakeview Road.
No.
But
Should I track him down at
he
that
had an
address?
old participation date, last participated 10 years ago,
Yeah, that
almost,
was the only one that
2016.
I noticed when I was.
Where does anyone know where 2572?
Miriam, I don't know.
Mary, what's your
There's Valley's.
mailbox number?
1306. This is 2572.
Okay.
I could. I look. I'll look him down. If we can't make a decision, I'll find him. I'll. Based on
Okay.
that address.
Bernard, thank you. Is he
Okay.
on there? Andrea, Olivia, that's the other end, 817. So it would be this Cook Road end?
Oh, Betty Blair. I'm doing the wrong Blair here. I feel like I saw that
It's Roger.
Schlellenberger name somewhere else, but
Yeah.
anyways. And just to let you know, when it says registration date of some say 1900, that was almost before the computers started. And they loaded the old system. Now we have a new electronic system.
Okay.
If they come in, we try to catch them, but it's kind of hard. So, but that's where that 1900 comes in. It isn't really
Okay.
1900. It's
Yeah.
just they registered a long time ago and we
Like
haven't updated
what they
it.
did with Social Security, anyone put them at
Probably.
150 years old and then people get
Yes.
all upset.
So if anybody, I mean, are there any other ones?
Is Elaine?
Yes.
Tom Warden.
Say it, Tom, the Rowden. Is that
Warden.
Rowden?
Rowden, yeah. Up
Rowden,
here
okay.
on
I know
yeah.
he, yep, did something with his property. Oh, he's not on there
Right.
anymore. Maybe he transferred. I think maybe he transferred out.
Okay. So if he's
Yeah.
not listed, then
He's
it's
not listed.
that's okay. Good.
Yeah, his last vote, I'm just wondering if he transferred the last election. I
Yeah,
think
I don't know.
Rowden did or something.
Would that be necessary for a challenge letter? No.
No, because he's gone. He's not, well, he's not on the list. So
Yeah, okay.
I think he transferred because he was in my mind too, but I think either in November or town meeting, he transferred to another town locally, but he's not on here, so I think we're good.
Right. Okay.
So I think, I mean, that's sort of all we have to do if.
Yeah, I don't even recognize the
There's a
name
lot
of
of
the
new
people.
names. But I think that's all I know specifically, so.
You need a motion.
So we all set then on that?
Yep.
Ms. Kathy, you good?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, good. Yes. So if you would like to. All right, wait. So we're adding that. Should we add that? If Miriam cannot find the person, we'll add. What's the name?
Okay.
Okay. So that's.
I'll look this week. Yep.
So that's 7 definitive and 1 additional if you want to make a motion.
So move.
Is that a motion?
Yes. If you're approving what you just said.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we're good. Okay. 7 definitive and 1 if Miriam can't. Okay.
Yeah.
Need a second or anything? Yes, probably. I'll second it.
I think that's it then, guys. This is this. So I think we can close.
We need to
vote on
officially.
It.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need a motion to close?
No, you need to vote on the motion.
Oh,
everyone in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. Did we do that on the minutes? We didn't do that on the minutes. Would we need that on approving the minutes? Everybody in favor of backing up, say aye for the minutes. And Mary, you were the only other person there. So
I think you're supposed to abstain if you weren't present.
Correct, because how could you? So it was just Kathy and Miriam. So we had a first and a second, so obviously there. Okay, so I think a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn at
2nd.
11, 9:12. What is my 9:11?
Yeah, it isn't exact. That's what my computer is too. 9:11 and a second?
Yeah.
Second. Okay. Okay. I think that's it on this one, guys. So, but administratively, what's that? Administratively, I sent you about the tax assessment appeal. I would just like to schedule that. So the BCA biennial purge is done and closed. The tax assessment appeal, we don't have to be in a meeting to, but Miriam, I want you to know about it. I'm gonna stop recording. I'm stopping.